Happy Maundy Thursday, this is New Creation Common Prayer. Today we are called to worship with Psalm 142. I cry out loud for help from the Lord. I beg out loud for mercy from the Lord. I pour out my concerns before God. I announce my distress to Him. When my spirit is weak inside me, you still know my way, but they've hidden a trap for me in the path I'm taking. Look right beside me. See? No one pays attention to me. There's no escape for me. No one cares about my life. I cry to you, Lord, for help. You are my refuge, I say. You are all I have in the land of the living. Pay close attention to my shouting, because I've been brought down so low. Deliver me from my oppressors, because they're stronger than me. Get me out of this prison, so I can give thanks to your name. Then the righteous will gather all around me because of your good deeds to me. Today's Old Testament reading comes from Lamentations chapter 2, verses 10 through 18. Daughter Zion's elders sit on the ground and mourn. They throw dust on their heads. They put on mourning clothes. Jerusalem's young men bow their heads all the way to the ground. My eyes are worn out from weeping. My stomach is churning. My insides are poured on the ground because the daughter of my people is shattered, because children and babies are fainting in the city streets. They say to their mothers, "Where are grain and wine?" while fainting like the wounded in the city streets, while their lives are draining away at their own mother's breasts. What can I testify about you, daughter Jerusalem? To what could I compare you? With what could I equate you? How can I comfort you, young woman, daughter Zion? Your hurt is as vast as the sea. Who can heal you? Your prophets gave you worthless and empty visions. They didn't reveal your sin so as to prevent your captivity. Instead, they showed you worthless and incorrect prophecies. All who pass by on the road clap their hands about you. They whistle, shaking their heads at daughter Jerusalem. Could this be the city called perfect beauty, the joy of all the earth? All your enemies open wide their mouths against you. They whistle, grinding their teeth. They say, "We have devoured. This is definitely the day we've been waiting for. We've seen it come to pass." The Lord did what he had planned. He accomplished the word that he had commanded long ago. He ripped down, showing no compassion. He made the enemy rejoice over you. He raised up your adversary's horn. Cry out to my Lord from the heart, you wall of daughter Zion. Make your tears run down like a flood all day and night. Don't relax at all. Don't rest your eyes a moment. Today's New Testament reading comes from 1 Corinthians 10, verses 14 through 17, and then chapter 11, verses 27 through 32. So then, my dear friends, run away from the worship of false gods. I'm talking to you like you are sensible people. Think about what I'm saying. Isn't the cup of blessing that we bless a sharing in the blood of Christ? Isn't the loaf of bread that we break a sharing in the body of Christ? Since there is one loaf of bread, we, who are many, are one body, because we all share the one loaf of bread. This is why those who eat the bread or drink the cup of the Lord inappropriately will be guilty of the Lord's body and blood. Each individual should test himself or herself, and eat from the bread and drink from the cup in that way. Those who eat and drink without correctly understanding the body are eating and drinking their own judgment. Because of this, many of you are weak and sick, and quite a few have died. But if we had judged ourselves, we wouldn't be judged. However, we are disciplined by the Lord when we are judged, so that we won't be judged and condemned along with the world. Today's Gospel reading comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 14, verses 12 through 25. On the first day of the Festival of Unleavened Bread, when the Passover lamb was sacrificed, the disciples said to Jesus, "Where do you want us to prepare for you to eat the Passover meal?" He sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the city. A man carrying a water jar will meet you. Follow him. Wherever he enters, say to the owner of the house, 'The teacher asks, where is my guest room where I can eat the Passover meal with my disciples?' He will show you a large room upstairs already furnished. Prepare for us there." The disciples left, came into the city, found everything just as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover meal. That evening, Jesus arrived with the 12. During the meal, Jesus said, "I assure you that one of you will betray me, someone eating with me." Deeply saddened, they asked him one by one, "It's not me, is it?" Jesus answered, "It's one of the 12, one who is dipping bread with me into this bowl. The human one goes to his death just as it was written about him. But how terrible it is for the person who betrays the human one. It would have been better for him if he had never been born." While they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed it, broke it, and gave it to them and said, "Take, this is my body." He took a cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, and they all drank from it. He said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. I assure you that I won't drink wine again until the day when I drink it in a new way in God's kingdom."
It's soul, awake my soul and sing of him who died for me, and hail him as thy matchless king through all eternity. Majesty, Lord of all, let every throne before him fall. The King of Kings, O come adore our God who reigns forevermore. Triumphed o'er the grave and arose victorious in the strife for those he came to save. His glories now we sing, who died and arose on high. Death may die. Majesty, Lord of all, let every throne before him fall. The King of Kings, O come adore our God who reigns forevermore. His praise and glory shall not fail throughout eternity. Majesty, Lord of all, let every throne before him fall. King of Kings, O come adore our God who reigns forevermore.
The Apostles' Creed is a statement of Christian faith that goes all the way back to Latin Christianity in the 4th century and has been used by Christians in that Western tradition ever since. It is a reflection of the Christian faith in God, Jesus, the Spirit, and our hope in the future and in the church, and is something that during this Lenten season we will be repeating together. Let's now state that shared faith together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again, he ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now let us enter into a time of prayer for ourselves, our community, and the whole world. I invite you, wherever you're joining with us, to lift up your prayers, either out loud or silently, wherever you are today. Let's pray. Lord, we pray for your church, both our local congregation and the church worldwide. Help us to be unified in our mission today and to be great co-partners with your Spirit wherever we find ourselves. Lord, we pray for those who are suffering today, whether sick, injured, or oppressed. Be with them, supply their needs, and bring justice today, we pray. Lord, we pray for those who may consider us enemies, whom we have injured or offended. Grant them your peace and enable us to be peacemakers. Lord, we thank you for your many blessings, including these. And now let us pray the prayer our Lord Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As we depart this time together, go with these closing words from Psalm 143. Make me live again, Lord, for your name's sake. Bring me out of distress because of your righteousness. Go today in the grace and peace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We'll see you tomorrow. New Creation Common Prayer is a ministry of New Creation Community Online, New Creation Community Middleton, and Nampa College Church. You can find out more about our ministries by visiting nampacollegechurch.com. Today's song was Crown Him Majesty, performed by Ryan Gage and recorded and mixed by Drew McKellips. All scripture readings were out of the Common English Bible. Today's psalm reading was read by Caleb Daniels. Today's Old Testament reading was by Caleb Daniels. Today's epistle reading was by Caleb Daniels. And today's gospel reading was by Caleb Daniels. Background music for New Creation Common Prayer was created awesomely by Keller Gage. Today's devotion was produced and edited by Caleb Daniels.